The StarMind announcement from SpaceX deserves more attention than it's getting in the context of the broader AI infrastructure story. Musk confirmed the name for SpaceX's planned orbital AI constellation, up to 1 million satellites running AI inference directly in orbit rather than routing data through ground-based data centers. The FCC filing is real, the trademark is filed, and the scale is staggering. 1 million satellites is roughly 30 times the current Starlink constellation. The concept is that you'd have distributed computing infrastructure in low Earth orbit that doesn't rely on ground-based latency pathways.
The governance piece around SpaceX is directly relevant here. SpaceX shares are sliding as what reporters are calling a governance backlash grows. Gary Gensler, the former SEC chairman, is predicting what he calls a great rebalancing as early investors' lockup periods near their expiration in August. His concern is that a large volume of early investor exits concentrated in a short window could pressure SpaceX's private market valuation and potentially have spillover effects on the broader tech private market. The StarMind announcement feels partly like a narrative management tool, announcing a visionary 10-year project when near-term governance and financial pressures are building.
The NVIDIA chip smuggling story adds a geopolitical wrinkle to all of this. Jensen Huang called data centers built on smuggled chips a dead end, which is a carefully chosen phrase. He's not just making a technical argument about supply chain integrity. He's sending a message to customers in restricted markets that the long-term risk of building on contraband hardware is too high. Export controls on advanced AI chips are one of the primary mechanisms the U.S. is using to maintain computational advantage over China, and Huang's comment is essentially an endorsement of that policy framework from a company whose revenues are directly affected by it.
The Google DeepMind talent drain is the story I'd watch most carefully over the next 6 months. Bloomberg is reporting that two more senior researchers, Jonas Adler and Alexander Pritzel, are set to leave for Anthropic. This follows earlier departures, including a Nobel laureate and the co-lead of the Gemini project. DeepMind has historically been Google's crown jewel for fundamental AI research, the organization that produced AlphaFold and AlphaGo. Losing multiple senior researchers in rapid succession isn't just an HR problem. It's a signal about how researchers evaluate the relative intellectual freedom, resources, and mission clarity at different organizations.
Anthropic is clearly winning the talent market right now, and the Verizon deployment we discussed earlier explains part of why. Researchers want to see their work deployed at scale, not sitting in a lab. When 33,000 people at a major corporation are using your tools daily, that's a different kind of validation than a benchmark score. The White House dynamic with Anthropic is complicated, though. There's a report that the administration has sidelined Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei from high-stakes export control negotiations and is working with co-founder Tom Brown instead. That kind of personnel substitution at the government interface level suggests there are trust or relationship dynamics at play that go beyond the technical substance of the export control discussions.
The $80,000 in AI credits spent by a Slash employee building a meme shooter game is a story that captures the waste and experimentation side of the enterprise, AI boom. Slash is a fintech company. Its core product is expense management, and one of its employees apparently burned through $80,000 in compute credits building a game as a side project. Whether this was authorized, tolerated, or genuinely undetected speaks to how AI credit allocation and governance work inside companies that provide employees with AI tool access. The cost structure of AI usage is still not well understood by most organizations, and this is the kind of story that makes CFOs start asking harder questions about AI spend accountability.
Google adding a screen control capability to Gemini 3.5 Flash is a product development story with significant implications. Screen control, meaning the AI can observe and interact with your computer display rather than just responding to text inputs, is one of the key capabilities required for genuine autonomous agent tasks. If Gemini 3.5 Flash, which is designed to be fast and cost-efficient, rather than the most capable model, now has screen control, that means agentic AI capabilities are moving down market quickly. What required frontier model access 6 months ago is now available in the lightweight, cheap tier.
The Nature critique questioning Microsoft's quantum chip claims rounds out the technology picture. Microsoft announced its Majorana quantum chip with considerable fanfare earlier this year, and now a peer-reviewed critique in one of the world's most rigorous scientific journals is questioning the underlying evidence. This matters because Microsoft has staked a significant portion of its quantum computing roadmap on the Majorana approach, a particular type of topological qubit that's theoretically more stable than competing designs. If the experimental evidence doesn't hold up to scrutiny, that's not just a PR problem. It's a potential years-long setback for a multi-billion-dollar research program.